barrier and light is sublime, and pterodactylics and pieces of grace have gone in their manner and lost up in pace, and dancers and sooners are playing their trade right out in the sand where the toys are all made, and jugglers from Bridgeport must swim in the rock. Oh, what are the chances of 6009? Are rivers and galaxies steeped in design? And where are the high notes and where are the deep? And where are your myrtles? How high can we be? The answers are pale blue as must ever seem, for such is the order of high sleuth and deep. And say, what are handbells and what makes them shine? But it's sweet in the dust of 6009. Some bread in year 6009. Absinthe will mean something, and something will find. Do not be expensive, I'll fight to Pendale. Can it please your honor, the clouds are for sale. And what of Sequoia? She's mortal as I, and she sits to think with her leaflets on high. Just not to confuse you, I'll leave you a song. The next upside down year is 6009.
It's time to open the radio thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Thank you. Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. We started the program off with the Liberal Religious Youth and a tune called 6009, followed by Wendy and Carl with Instrumental One from a 7-inch release on Blue Flea Records. Then the Abecedarians in a tune called Ghost, Cleaners from Venus, and Corridor of Dreams, and finally, Four Against with Over Nepal. And if you've listened to the Radio Thrift Shop at all over the past few years, you know that we have an ever-changing playlist. There's no genre, no agenda, and you never know what you're going to hear next. So we'll be kind of switching gears in a moment right after this.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Asghar Farhadi is an Iranian national treasure. He possesses a sensitive understanding of human nature and presents it on screen with deeply relatable stories. Farhadi, who brought us the extraordinary A Separation, again transcends the ordinary with The Salesman. Rana and Imad are in culture, as their neighbors proudly whisper. They are actors currently putting on the Arthur Miller play, The Death of a Salesman. When they are forced to move from their upscale residence, a friend offers them a new apartment. Without options, they move in, only to find that the memory of the previous tenant hangs in the air. She was promiscuous, says one. Many visitors, says another. And when Rana is violated by a visitor looking for Miss Previous, a troubled cloud descends upon the loving couple. Yielding to their darker nature, their lives deteriorate as Imad obsesses. The Salesman is intensely personal. It shares fascinating elements of a culture not our own, but it is these subtle differences that remind us of our shared humanity. And there is so much more. This is a cautionary tale of the collateral damage that comes from dark urges allowed free rein. Here we have a meticulous observation of their lingering, corrosive effects. The Salesman. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Picture, if you will, a shop where there are analog receivers, amplifiers, dual cassette decks, turntables, Victrolas, and even 8-track tape players. You stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Thank you. Joe Pass and Richard Groove Holmes here on the Radio Thrift Shop with a tune called Sweatin'. We're definitely not sweating. We're making it look easy. And before that, the Joe Puma Quintet with a tune called Loris. Well, I want to give you a little bit more information on the low-power FM radio stations broadcasting right here in New Hampshire. If you're looking for variety and non-commercial radio, and you live nearby or you're traveling throughout the state, you want something different to listen to, we have a number of low-power FM stations that are on the air. In the Seacoast, over in Portsmouth, WSCA is broadcasting at 106.1, and that's run by the Seacoast Arts and Cultural Alliance. Over in Rochester at 105.9, you have WMEXLP, and they are playing oldies. I remember when WMEX was an AM station out of the Boston area. How cool is that? The Living Word Ministries of Charlestown, New Hampshire is broadcasting on 105.7, radio station call sign WLWM. And over in Dover, New Hampshire, another station that's been on the air for a little while, WXGR 103.5, and they're playing a lot of, I would say, world music and a lot of kind of very cool downbeat, upbeat, techno-ish stuff. Great variety of tunes. That's 103.5 over in Dover, WXGR. Well, right now you're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm DJ Frederick. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Greg Foad Group with A Door Into Summer, and we're definitely opening that door into summer here at the Radio Thrift Shop as we're kind of turning the corner into June. Before that, Greg Foad again with Have Spacesuit, Will Travel Part 2, and we started that set off with Hugo Montenegro, MacArthur Park.
You're listening to Pearl Bailey from 1946, and
I don't know
you're on The Soundbeat.
Who it was wrote it, or by whose pen it was signed.
Pearl Bailey made her Broadway debut that year, performing It's a Woman's Prerogative in St. Louis Woman. Though audiences weren't enamored of the play, her performance marked the beginning of a decades-long love affair between Bailey and the American public. That special time together would include a Tony Award for Hello, Dolly! To later pop culture staples like The Muppet Show, The Love Boat, and Hollywood Squares.
Kneel at that altar, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
Old softy Richard Nixon even made it all official in 1970, proclaiming Bailey Ambassador of Love. The position was rumored to pay 80,000 hugs annually, with a guaranteed pension of half that amount. Nixon even accompanied Bailey on the piano. Turns out he was an amateur composer. We're not fooling. Check out a video of his first concerto right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Exploring Science in the Sea. In the early months of World War I, German submarines were sinking Allied shipping at an alarming rate. There was no way to detect the U-boats when they were submerged, so they could operate with little fear of loss. Allied powers quickly set out to change that. They eventually developed an early version of sonar, a technology that uses sound waves to detect underwater targets. The first attempts to detect submarines used underwater microphones to listen for a U-boat's engines. The microphones could hear a sub up to a few miles away, but they couldn't pinpoint its location, and they were overwhelmed by the sounds of other shipping. So scientists from Britain, France, and Canada developed a device that used vibrating quartz crystals to send out pulses of sound. When the sound waves hit a solid object, some of them were reflected back to the device, causing new vibrations. Those echoes made it possible to locate a submarine and track its course. The invention came too late to help with the war effort. Sonar was a big help in World War II, though, and it's still used to locate submarines today. In recent decades, sonar has also been applied to scientific tasks. It's been used to measure the ocean depth, for example, and to map large sections of the ocean floor. And it's helped archaeologists discover sunken ships and ruins. So a technology designed to find U-boats is helping us explore the hidden landscape at the bottom of the sea. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. We're celebrating the mystery of the airwaves on the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves. I want to say thank you for listening, wishing you many blessings, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. And oh yeah, take good care of the planet. She takes good care of us.